Good morning, dear colleagues. We can start our meeting, but I feel more comfortable if I use my own language. Creio que estamos em condições de iniciar a nossa.
I believe that we can start our agenda. I'd like to welcome you to the Portuguese presidency in its parliamentary dimension, and I'd like to thank you for being here. I'd like to start by wishing you a Happy New Year. And again, I'd like to reiterate my thanks to the German presidency for the excellent work during the previous semester. It's been a time for great decisions and of hope for Europe. And now is the time to move into action, the time to act for a fair digital future. I'd like to greet the Slovenian colleagues who are now joining the Troika and wishing you a.
Troika precedente, temos todos muito boas recordações dos nossos colegas croatas, a quem deixo uma palavra de solidariedade pela tragédia que uma vez mais se abateu sobre o seu país. Espero que rapidamente seja possível recuperar desse momento tão infeliz. Infelizmente, esta nossa reunião terá de ser realizada ainda através de videoconferência.
This meeting will be held through via conference. We would be delighted to welcome you in Portugal, but I have quite hopeful that with the strategy which is currently being followed, namely concerning the vaccination immunization campaign, I'm hopeful that we will soon be able to welcome you in Portugal by next May. Let us now move into the agenda. The first point is the adoption of the agenda of the meeting of the Presidential Troika of COSAC. So I'd like to ask you to adopt the agenda. And I would like to ask if any of the colleagues have something to say regarding this agenda or if the agenda is adopted. Apparently, there's no request for the floor by colleagues, so the adoption of the agenda is now finalized. So I move directly into item number two of our agenda, which is the approval of the draft program of the meeting of the chairpersons of COSAC, which will be held in the beginning of next week. The draft program has been distributed, besides some procedural issues. We have two sessions. The first session will be focused on the priorities of the Portuguese presidency. We're going to have the honor of having with us the Minister of Foreign Affairs to present the priorities of the Portuguese presidency. And then we'll have a second session with a theme which corresponds to the main priority of the Portuguese presidency, which is recovery, the European Union's recovery and resilience. So we're going to have with us Commissioner Elisa Ferreira, who is European Commissioner for Cohesion and Reforms. So I'd like to hear from you regarding this draft program. You have the floor. Anyone wishing to make a comment regarding this draft program? Roberta, I believe that you've asked for the floor. I'd like to greet you. We'd always like to keep with the European Parliament a very close cooperation. As the first Vice President of the European Parliament, it is a great honor and pleasure to be able to count on your collaboration. Roberta, you have the floor.
Mr. Capolos Santos, you can hear me, right? Yes. And the last bit was not translated into English, but I think I got the gist. But I wanted to tell you Happy New Year and thank you for our great cooperation already before Christmas. And I take this opportunity also to thank the German presidency for the excellent work over the past 6 months. I think from my end, we are very much along the same line as you. We fully share your priorities and we thank you for such a bold and ambitious agenda. We also look forward to the fact that we hope to be meeting in person towards the latter half of your presidency. Perhaps at this point, I will also like to indicate that I have requested speaking time for both sessions, which I very much look forward to on Monday, if that is possible. Thank you very much and looking forward to the discussion.
Muito obrigada, Roberta.
Thank you very much, Roberta. There is another request for the floor. Dear colleagues, apparently there is no request for the floor, but I would like to pass the floor to the Slovenian colleagues so that we will know, get to know one another. It's the first time that they are here in Troika, so it will be a great pleasure for us to know you personally. You have the floor. Marko Bojan, I don't know who would like to start. Marko, you have the floor.
Oh, Happy New Year for all of them. I would like to begin thanking Germany for excellent leadership of the Presidency program. I'm convinced that the Presidency program for the next 6 months is prepared with the topics that are the current and will contribute to the further development of the European Union. I wish Portugal a successful presidency and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Bojan.
Thank you. Thank you for the floor. I also thank you and good wishes and Happy New Year for this 2021, which is quite, let's say, in a very difficult situation. I also wish a successful Portugal colleagues. As I can see, the priorities are also, I think, very good and in time. Thank you.
Muito obrigado.
Thank you very much. Gunther, you have the floor. I believe that you can now join us. Welcome again.
I hope I will be understood. I don't know. Hopefully it will work. And I have to apologize first because we had some problems with the German translation, but I got now the English version. And so at the very beginning, Luis, I could not understand what he said. Sorry for this. But I wish all my colleagues first a Happy New Year and congratulations to Portuguese presidency now. We are really looking forward and I'm deeply convinced you will do it great. Especially that the meeting now in the plenary framework could happen. We will see. But anyway, we have to be patient and sure it will depend also from the further development of the pandemic crisis. Also to all our colleagues in the European Parliament, Happy New Year. And we are also looking forward not only to the Portuguese presidency, but also to the Slovenian one afterwards, because we have a couple of issues which we will deepen later on, like the conference for the future of Europe and so on. And these can only be achieved, these targets can only be achieved if we have a close cooperation we all together. So thank you very much. And once again, congratulations to the Portuguese presidency.
Muito obrigado, Gunther.
Thank you very much, Gunther. It's a pleasure to see you again, and I'm certain that we can count on your support during the semester for the best possible outcome of the Portuguese presidency. Dear colleagues, I believe that you agree with the draft program of the next meeting on 11th of January, and I'm moving directly into the third item of our agenda, which is a discussion on the draft program of the 65 COSAC, which I hope will take place on the 30th of May and the 1st of June in Lisbon. The draft program is has been distributed. And besides the several procedural issues, you have five thematic topics. The first is the Portuguese presidency of the Council. The remaining sessions will be focusing on the main priorities of the presidency, which are social Europe and the model for a digital and climate transition, the implementation of the national plans of recovery and resilience, which is the main focus of our concerns, as well as an evaluation of how national parliaments will be involved in the follow-up to such an important topic. We're also going to focus on the Conference of the Future of Europe, which we hope to hear some positive news shortly. A discussion on another theme, which will be decided closer to nearer to May, but this will probably be a discussion on an issue of foreign policy, because the EU and its presence in the international scene is one of the priorities of the Portuguese presidency. We will certainly consult the Troika before deciding on this theme for the conference, and I count on your suggestion so that this discussion on a on this topic will be relevant. So this is a period which has some emerging questions for all of us, and we hope to organize the discussions which we hope will be relevant under the parliamentary viewpoint so that we can collect the best possible outcomes. I would like to open the floor for the discussion of the draft program of the plenary session of COSAC plenary session under the Portuguese presidency.
Não tenho pedidos de inscrição.
We have no requests for the floor, so apparently there are no objections to this draft program, which leaves me quite pleased. If that's the case, I will then... Well, Roberta, you've asked for the floor. You have the floor.
Just a very quick comment, Luis, if I may. So for session two on social Europe, perhaps we would suggest that we would have an MEP from our employment committee who would be represented and participate in that session, and we will liaise directly with you, but we would be able to get a direct expertise from the parliament in order to make sure that also politically we are on par with such an important priority for your presidency.
Sim, certamente, Roberta, procuraremos que os principais atores em cada dos painéis...
Yes, Roberta, we will try to have the different participants in the different sessions to represent all European institutions, the Portuguese government. We will try to have a balanced list of participants, and we are open to any suggestions for speakers, so that we have a full range of views on all the topics we are going to discuss. Gunther, you have the floor.
Luis, thank you very much. I fully agree your draft program. Perhaps one or two remarks, Luis, if you allow. Now I hear a certain echo, but hopefully I will be understand now. But anyway...
Nós aqui estamos a ouvir muito bem. Estamos a ouvir-te muito bem.
Can hear you perfectly here. We can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me? I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear us?
I'll continue. I saw also a long list of speakers. So it depends now if we will have a physical meeting or if it will be a virtual meeting. When we are present in Lisbon, I would like to make an advertising for a lively debate so that we have not a lot of speakers, but more an exchange, an active exchange between our rows, between our colleagues. This is what I think can be helpful, that we have a lively debate and exchange. But I know if we have a virtual meeting, then it's really a challenge. This I can only confirm due our own experiences we made in the past. A second point concerning also the proposals of the different issues. The second remark concerns the aktuelle Stunde or hour on current affairs, whatever will be the label. But it should be indeed an issue with an external view, because all the other issues have more an internal view, and a view to us as Europe Union, like recovery, like resilience, and so on. And to have maybe China, Africa, or what else, there you have the full scope and the full and plenty of different issues. So let me say it should be then an issue with an external relation, because we should also lead our view in outside the European Union. Thank you.
Muito obrigado, Gunther.
Thank you, Gunther. I agree with you 100%. As I've mentioned already, external policy is one of the priorities of the Portuguese presidency. India, Africa. And so we will deal with this outlook of Europe as a global player. So I share your concerns and we will take them on board on topic number 5, which we will choose for our conference. And I hope it can be held physically, because it's much more lively debate and it allows us to have informal contacts, which are very important during these meetings, sometimes as important as the conference itself.
Portanto, não tenho outros pedidos de inscrição.
I have no more requests for the floor, so I believe that we can conclude the debate on item 3 of the agenda, and so we will prepare the program based on what we've just discussed. Now, item 4, approval of the outline of the 35th biannual report of COSAC. We decided this time
to divide it in four chapters. First of all, action plan for the European pillar of social rights. The three main priorities of the Portuguese presidency. Secondly, strategy EU-Africa, which was a priority of the German presidency, which unfortunately, due to the pandemic, couldn't be fulfilled. But we believe that we can carry on with that project during the Portuguese presidency, because relationship with Africa is very important for the European Union and for the world at large. Third chapter, cooperation, next generation EU, and as regards the scrutiny on its implementations and implications, the European semester. And chapter four, questions on the conference on the future of Europe, and we hope that by that time we can make the most of the current situation and to hear the opinion of the different national parliaments about that topic. So, colleagues, we will try not to have a long list of questions, but we will try to have the important questions which will allow us to decide what are the views of the national parliaments in this field. We hope we can hand out the questions which will be raised during the month of February. So, the floor is now open for discussion of item 4 on the agenda.
Colegas, estou encantado com a vossa.
I'm delighted with your approval of my suggestion as regards item 4. Gunther, you have the floor.
A palavra é tua.
Can you hear me now? Now it's working, yeah. No, thank you very much. Perhaps, if you allow, Luis, only one remark. We have the so-called COSAC Agora, and I think you have it on your agenda, sure, but I only wanted to mention it. It helps also to raise up different questions outside the plenary framework, but we have now the finalization of Brexit, and so I wanted to make the proposal also to invite Michel Barnier. If Michel Barnier cannot find the time, then perhaps our speakers like David McAllister or Bernd Lange could do it. But I think an exchange between our parliaments is really worthwhile now. Roberta, I think you will agree in this question, but we should have it in our mind to invite also Michel Barnier once again for a COSAC Agora for an exchange about Brexit.
Sim, Gunther, é também essa a nossa.
Yes, Gunther, we also want to do that. But if you don't mind, we'll deal with that on item 6, any other business. What I'm looking at the moment is the approval of the biannual report. I see that you agree with the topics, the chapters. And as regards the other initiatives, we will deal with that when we reach number 6 on the agenda. Roberta, you have the floor.
I was also going to come in on this point on item six, but I can already say that I fully agree with what Gunther just proposed, but I'll develop that later as you requested, Luis.
Obrigado, Roberta.
Thank you, Roberta. So, we have finished item four on the agenda, and we will move on to item five, letters received by the presidency relating to some national parliaments, which, as usual, asked to participate in our meeting. We received requests from Norway, Switzerland, Iceland, says the chairman, and the House of Lords of the UK, and recently from Georgia. As regards Norway, Switzerland, Iceland, and the House of Lords, we discussed among the Troika and we answered affirmatively. But for the British case, we were careful given the current environment because we still don't have defined the new relationship between the British Parliament and the EU as regards the two chambers, the two houses. But on an exceptional note for this, we answered yes. As regards the letter sent by Georgia, we only received it 2 days ago. My suggestion is that the most suitable reply to that letter should be that, given that the meeting is in the next few days, we will look at the request carefully to give them a positive answer relating to the plenary session, plenary meeting in May. That was our answer. In any case, I would like to have your opinion on this, your views, please.
Have been informed that the translation was not the best one. The English, for the English translation. Okay. Yes. Okay. Then I will repeat about Georgia. What I said is we don't answer now. Para esta reunião,
for this meeting,
the Georgian proposal for the meeting, the meeting of the next month of May. Roberta, the floor is yours.
Now I didn't understand what you just said, but before it was quite clear to me what you said about the UK. We would also be on the same line as you proposed, especially because a trade and cooperation agreement has not yet been analysed by the European Parliament and will be delved into over the next few months. So we would support your approach to continue with the dialogue or and invite them to this to next week's meeting. But of course, we will need to know how to deal with both the House of Lords and the House of Commons, knowing that there has been different approach from these two cameras over the past presidencies, but also to postpone what to do with regards to the plenary in May. So also to make it clear that what I have just said only applies to COSAC, and all the other interparliamentary procedures will be defined in that context. I would also fully agree with what Gunther said earlier about the possibility to invite Michel Barnier. in order to update us, because you know, the way we see it is that now that we do not have, you know, a hard Brexit, but we actually have a deal, we would need also to have as close a cooperation between the European Parliament, the presidency, and the national parliaments over the next few months. And in that case, and these are not mutually exclusive, perhaps also to involve David McAllister and his colleagues, if needed, if we have a session dedicated purely to Brexit and the future cooperation. Thanks a lot. On all the other countries that you mentioned in Georgia, happy to follow your line. Thanks a lot, Luis.
Thank you very much, Roberta. Gunther, you have the floor.
Should work, hopefully. Thank you. Well, thank you very much concerning the letters. In our last meetings, I mentioned several times, we are not the United Nations. We are not the United Nations. That means I have a fully understanding that all these countries want to join. But on the other hand, we found an agreement that they should be invited if there is a direct reference to the agenda. I don't think so, that it will be sufficient that several countries are members of the European Economic Area, because that will be the case in all the future. And so under these aspects, then they should be invited every time, each time. So that's not sufficient for me. So in this case, I'm much more reluctant. Sure, when there is a direct impact for them, because that are issues which are standing on the agenda and they have direct influence for these countries, then I agree to invite them. But on the other hand, they are not members of the European Union. And COSAC is a conference of the members of the European Union plus European Parliament. So this is the framework. And once again, I want only to remember giving them the floor should only be the case if a time is remaining and is not used by the full members of the COSAC. And so also in the case of Georgia, I love this country without any doubt. But on the other hand, I don't see now a direct reference between the wish of to be invited on the one side and on the other side of our draft program. I can't recognize it at the moment. And so I'm much more reluctant, I'm much more hesitating to invite these countries. In the case of Great Britain, sure, if they are financing the programs about which we are discussing, then they should be invited. In the other case, well, that were their decision to leave the European Union, not my decision, and not the decision of you, Luis, and Roberta's, and so on. So that's the case, because I think there we should be much more severe, much more strict in our invitation policy in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gunther. I entirely agree with you. And the procedures I suggest follow the direction you pointed out. I replied no to Georgia, and I will give them a final reply before May, because the fifth topic, the current affairs topic, we do not know which it will be. If it's an appropriate theme, we will invite them. If that's the case, we won't invite them. But I agree with your understanding regarding this topic. We are not United Nations. COSAC has got its own scope. And we will operate within our scope. I believe that I can move on to the last item of our agenda. Others, in relation to the other topics, I'd like to say that we will follow up on the good initiative of the German presidency of organizing a series of initiatives, and we will promote a forum of dialogue with the European Commission and other bodies. This is what Gunther called an agora. So I would call it a discussion forum. It was a great idea, and we will follow it up. Let me inform you that right now I have confirmed the availability of Commissioner Jourova to discuss with us the action plan for European democracy. I also confirmed the availability of Commissioner Kyriakides to discuss with us health and the such a necessary European health policy, particularly on this moment when the immunization campaign is moving on quite successfully in Europe and giving a great contribution to increase the hope of Europeans, and also the confirmation of Michel Barnier. As you know, he will conclude his mandate at the end of January, but we have already confirmed his availability. We're just waiting to set the date. Regarding the other initiatives, we hope to have another initiative with Commissioner Jourova on the 20th of January and Commissioner Kyriakides on the 8th of February. Regarding the discussion with Mr. Barnier, it will take place on the last week of January. So in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we will certainly have these three initiatives discussing very important topics. Lastly, I'd like to inform you on a very practical note. An information on the funding of our permanent secretary, which is financed by the co-funding by national parliaments every 2 years. So we will have to trigger off this funding for the years 2022-23. So we will initiate the necessary formal proceedings to move on with the funding. So this is all I had to say. Under item number 6, I'd like to ask you if you have any other information you'd like to pass on to us. Under item 6.
Pronto, fique. Não tenho outros pedidos de inscrição.
There are no requests for the floor. I'm very pleased to see that our initiatives have been agreed upon. I hope that we will all meet next Monday. And with the same spirit of collaboration, and I'm certain that would be a very important opportunity to discuss these topics of European importance and will enable us to strengthen the role of European Parliament in this wonderful European project. If there are no further requests from the floor, I will then close the meeting. I would like to again thank you for your participation and collaboration, and see you next Monday.
Penso que sim.